Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with me, Pastor Otibua Singh. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm so glad to be with you again this morning, and I want to share some few things with you. If you have your Bible with you, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm reading in verse 22. It says, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion," hallelujah, "and unto the city of the living God." You see, the day we're born again, we're born into a place called Mount Zion. When you read in James chapter 1 verse 18, it says that of God's own will he begat us. Now he gave birth to us into a place called Mount Zion. And he caused the city of the living God. You see. So Hebrews 12, 22 says, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. Then he caused the heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels." So not only have we been born into that city, but we've been born into an innumerable company of angels. Other version says millions and millions of angels. So there are so many angels surrounding us. Now, the angels are not surrounding us for nothing. Okay, when you read in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13, it says that, "But to which of the angels said he at any time, 'Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool'?" And it says, "Are they not all ministering spirits?" Now he's talking about the angels. He says, "Are they all not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" Meaning that they have a responsibility of ministering for us who are the heirs of salvation. So there are angels around you right now who are sent to minister for you. Meaning that you are to send them on God's errands. You are to send them on errands around you. Hallelujah. Meaning that if you ask them to do something for you, they'll get it done for you. They are not only there for that. There are other angels also who are part of the innumerable company of angels who are sent to also guard and guide you. Now, today I'm talking about heavily, heavenly guarded. Heavily, heavenly guarded. I want you to turn to Psalm 91 and I want you to read from verse 9. It's so lovely, so nice. I believe you're going to enjoy it. He says that, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee." Hallelujah. He says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." So there are some of the angels who are there to keep you, to protect you, to have charge over you, to help you in life. You see, to protect you, meaning that you are protected from every single arrow of the enemy, protected from every single challenge in life. You are heavily, heavenly guarded. Ah, is that not wonderful? He says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee," verse 11, "to keep thee in all thy ways." Then he says, "They shall bear thee up in their hands." Oh, that's so lovely. The angels are bearing me in their hands. I want you to go around today saying that the angels are bearing me in their hands. He says, "Lest thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion," that's the devil, "another," that's the devil, that's the power of the devil, "the young lion, the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet." The angels are there to help you do these things. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter the number of people who are arrayed against you. It doesn't matter what challenges you are facing in life. Know for a fact that there are angels sent by God, sent from God, in whom you are sitting and dwelling, moving around with, who are protecting you, who have been given charge over you, to keep you. You know, the Amplified says in verse 11 of Psalm 91, the Amplified says that, "For he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service." Hallelujah. They accompany you and they defend you and they preserve you in all your ways. I'm heavily defended, heavily guarded. I have bodyguards. I don't need human bodyguards. I have angelic guards around me. Oh, that's so wonderful. What will your life be with this kind of consciousness? So when you read in 2 Kings chapter 6, there's something so beautiful there in 2 Kings chapter 6, which I think you should see. Now, I'm reading from verse 11 as well. Okay. Now, this is a story concerning the man of God, Elisha. Elisha was attacked by some soldiers who were sent king of Syria. Because of some issues that were happening, you know, the king of Syria will make a decision to capture the king of Israel, and Elisha, sitting in his home, will get to know what is happening by the spirit and tell the king of Israel, so the king of Israel can be protected. Now the king of Syria didn't understand, so he sent for them to go and bring Elisha, because he was told Elisha was the one who was doing it. Now when he sent the people to get to Elisha, this was what happened. "Therefore sent he thither horses." The king of Syria sent horses and chariots and a great host. "And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, 'Alas, my master, how shall we do?' The servant was worried.
And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." They that be with you this morning are more than they that be with them. The angels that are with you are more. It says we are in a millions of millions company of angels. Hallelujah. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. There are so many horses of chariots of horses around you, protecting you. You are heavenly guarded. Walk around life today with that consciousness. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again same time tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.